They learned that 99% of the vocalizations that they recorded fell into three types of sound. And because each recording was attached to an observation of the manatee's behavior at the time of the call, they were able to relate certain noises with specific behaviors. And that's how they started to make sense of the chatter. The squeal, or... was the top call recorded during cavorting, or social, play, and frisky behavior. Stressed-out manatees almost exclusively produced this noise, which is described by Brady and her team as the squeak. This call, the high squeak, was mostly used between a mother manatee and her calf. The findings were published in the journal Marine Mammal Science. This new information is useful in a lot of different ways. Manatees are what's known as a keystone species. This means that by better understanding how this one species is doing, researchers can infer a lot more about the overall health of the coastal Florida ecosystem.
Case in point, there's a lot of seagrass missing from over in the Indian River Lagoon area, and a lot of manatees, unfortunately, perishing due to this. But seagrasses are also important for other species. You have sport and game fish who use seagrass beds for their juvenile nurseries. You have other animals such as seahorses who use that, and it's food for turtles as well. So when you lose manatees, you're also losing, it's also an indicator of general health of an ecosystem.
There's also the issue of climate change. Marine ecosystems are changing rapidly around the world because of it. Understanding the manatee's hidden language might offer us a sonic warning system that we never knew existed. Brady also says that the things they learned about the Florida manatees can be useful when it comes to understanding and protecting the other, lesser-studied manatee groups around the world. Whether or not there's a universal manatee language remains to be seen. But we're starting to understand that there's a lot more to manatee squeaking and squealing than pure chatter. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Ashley Papp.